How do you fight back? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest allegation from national security leaker Edward Snowden is that the NSA can make mistakes when hacking into computers. And when they do, the targeted system, which may be run by a university or a private business, can just crash. Now, does that explain why your desktop inexplicably froze the other day? I doubt we'll find out. But Snowden also said during an online chat from his undisclosed location that if you're trying to protect your data, quote, encryption works. Strong crypto systems are one of the few things you can rely on, unquote. So you see, there is something you can do if all this freaks you out. Oh, and I ran across this suggestion. See, a lot of people might respond to all this snooping by sucking up to the NSA, sprinkling their phone calls with, thank you for your service, listening to my boring phone calls. But the website Funny or Die is proposing a different tack.
The only way to fight back against our country's excessive wiretapping and data mining is to make it irrelevant.
Make it irrelevant.
That's why we're launching Operation Everyone Talk Like a Terrorist All the Time. If we all openly discuss terrorist plots in each of our phone conversations, then eavesdropping on those phone conversations becomes pointless.
And how that would work is like this.
Hi, Mom. I just got out of school. Can you pick me up?
I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'm gonna use a truck bomb to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm mailing anthrax to Piers to Morgan.
Yes, that's sure to fool them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.